It goes without saying that I struggled to find a format for this speech that would allow me to reflect on 13 years at this school. I hope that what might be most valuable to the pupils in the marquee, and especially the younger ones, would be some advice. What follows is therefore a letter to my younger self. Dear 11-year-old Anna, right now it probably feels like school will go on forever. But believe me when I say that the next 7 years will happen without you ever seeming to pause for breath. It's only now that I'm leaving, I feel I truly understand what I've learned about how to get the most out of Caterham School. So I'll do my best to explain it to you. Also, 11-year-old me, that side ponytail is not working for you. Maybe try and be a bit less irritating. And don't wear the grey coat that makes you look like Hagrid, because that is a nickname you will not escape. You will have the most amazing year group, where being passionate about whatever it is you love is celebrated. However, you will often walk into the sick form centre and just be completely and utterly confused. Sometimes it's a rousing song from the early 2010s that becomes a kind of sing-off with the lower sixth. Sometimes it's a random person wearing a banana suit. Sometimes it's just a weird attempt to throw a Pritt stick and get it to attach to the ceiling. Legacy is rarely mentioned, but I hope the class of 2019 will leave a legacy of the value of supporting and respecting each other. Anna, try not to live only in what is lovingly called the Caterham bubble. It's hard to stay grounded when you'll be hearing things like, what's Aldi? Is it a bit like Waitrose? When planning which supermarket to visit. I remember with a mixture of amusement and shame, one occasion in particular during the Edinburgh trip, one of my dear fellow pupils apologised as she struggled to turn on the oven because we only have an Arga at home. This drew a genuinely shocked response in the form of the reply, wait, you don't have an oven and an Arga? Next piece of advice, Anna. Hold on as long as you can to your memories and connections to primary school. Nell Fay will make sure to remind you of meeting on the hopscotch on the first day of reception and making you promise that this moment will have to be part of your speech if you are ever head girl. You will laugh at the time, but that girl does not forget a promise. Anna, you will be very lucky when it comes to extracurricular activities, especially drama, from the days playing the role of a tree and a narrator to the incredible productions of Romeo and Juliet in City Hall and In the Heights this year. There's something about singing I Like the Flowers for the warm-up, as a round, of course, that always causes goosebumps, as well as that incredibly sick feeling of pre-show nerves that, of course, I can't at all relate to right now giving this speech. I would definitely encourage you, Anna, to play some sports. Aside from something I've heard of called a Malia bod, there's something unique about the feelings you get being part of a team playing netball all across. While this includes the victorious celebration of beating one of our rivals in a golden goal match, the most memorable moments are in fact the tournaments, where your hands get so cold you can't remember what they ever felt like, or where you all regret eating bucket loads of pasta and cheese just before the game. There are going to be some things you do, Anna, that aren't that fun at the time. Bronze Duke of Edinburgh expedition, for example, when you get so lost that the teachers ring you up saying, "Do you know where you are?" To which you respond, yes, of course, and reply telling them your map coordinates. They pause for a while and look at the GPS tracker, then say, we'll help you out a bit. Start by turning over the map. You would think, Anna, that the trips in the sick form would get even better as you can explore the subjects you're so passionate about, apparently, in the real world. Try to remind yourself of that as you watch people fall into the River Usk during blizzard conditions in the Brecon Beacons, or all fall silent and turn out the lights when a bat appears in the classroom at Dale 4, because Dr. Saltyshack gravely reveals that they move using sound. Glad we listened to the chemistry teacher for that one. Joe Haynes will become pretty expert at saying what you need to hear. Sometimes it's simple, if a little harsh. A-levels aren't that hard. Work out what you need to do, and then do it. And another useful piece of advice on perspective. We're all going to die, so UCAS isn't really that big of a deal. Take from that what you will. You have some pretty amazing teachers to look forward to during your time here. as well as the support staff who make it a great place to be. I'm sure everyone has different examples of their teachers going above and beyond, so I ought to share some of mine. After sending 16 pages of essays, asking if maybe possibly they could be marked, being met with the excited reply, "Wow, quite the set." I should also point out that I could send the email at 10:32 p.m. over the bank holiday weekend during the Easter holidays and get a response at 10:34 p.m. with an apology that the work might not be returned until the next day. Or the teacher who, every time you walk past her in the corridor, will pull a crazily excited or even just ridiculous face that can always cheer you up. The one who tells a joke that lasts for a whole lesson, only to reveal that there actually is no punchline. The one who always gives life advice in the form of an extended metaphor, whether it be about running marathons or eating a spicy curry. The one who insists the only way to read Wordsworth's poetry is to sit outside in the freezing cold of winter, because it's all about getting a picture for the Caitrim English Instagram page about how you are all so hashtag enriched. In your last few weeks, Anna, it will become too easy to be sad about leaving this place, which is understandable when the same site has defined who you are from ages 5 to 18. Try to remember that places are never really about the physical space, but about connections and meaning, the people who've helped you, and the lessons you've learned. These are the things you can never leave behind. I want to leave you with something profound, a quotation that sums up everything I've learned. So, of course, I turn to the incredible TV show, The Office, the American version, as some people may be disappointed to hear. In the final episode of the final season, the character Andy Bernard shows more insight than the rest of his appearance on the show combined. He says, "I wish there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them." I hope that you, 11-year-old me, the class of 2019, and the future classes going through Caitrim School will recognise and appreciate the good old days before you've left them. Thank you.